There are four who are against the lift on the ban on media ownership across multiple platforms, and there are three in favor of it. And so some interesting debate has ensued, one having to do with Spanish language newspapers in the Tampa Bay area. Some of the questions that are being heard are with all media outlets sort of in constrained resources, does the cross-platform model actually work, or does it strain reporters even further by making them focus more on the product and not the actual content, not the public sphere side of it, so to speak?
The Media General owns both the television station, Channel 8 here, and the Tampa Tribune, so that came up a lot during the hearings. What did the person, the representative from Media General say about it, and what did the other opponents say?
It was interesting because the representative from Media General, I think his official title, Market Leader or something like that, said that essentially, yeah, by combining all of these resources, they are able to actually create, better content that reaches greater audiences. But the thing is, he's kind of saying this despite, you know, the fact that they've had to lay off so many people in the past year or two. And so... yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. But he's saying, you know, nothing wrong with it. Let the market figure itself out. No government regulation. What they're saying is let antitrust laws determine, you know, media ownership and not this separate FCC regulation. Now, the people who disagree with him say that this media ownership of multiple... multiple platforms in one, or multiple outlets in one market, results in less diversity, like I said before, more strain on reporters, and less quality news, more titillation, as opposed to real, serious, intelligent debate. An interesting thing that was said, and actually this was said by both the editor and publisher of La Gaceta, as well as my former professor at University of South Florida, Bob Darden. What Dr. Darden said was markets have consumers and communities have citizens. And smaller and more independent media view their product as going to the community and the citizens, whereas it's viewed as a consumer product on the part of larger companies.